today is our singing service. And our theme today is God, our Creator. God, our Creator. And to start that theme off, Brother Langley will read us a scripture.
You're reading Genesis 1, starting verse 25, or 26, excuse me, Genesis 1, 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish in the sea, over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is in the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food, and to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Turn, please, in the supplement number 12. In the supplement 1-2. Sing the first and third verse. We have quite a few songs today, so first and third verse on this one. I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad, and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule by day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey. There's not a plant or flower below that makes thy glory known, and clouds arise and tempests flow by order from the throne. While all it borrows light from thee is ever in thy care, and everywhere that man can be, thou God art present there.
You'll turn in your songbook to number 5. Number 5, How Great Thou Art. Let us sing. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Number 24. Let us sing.
For the beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, for the love which from our birth over and around us lies, Lord of all, to thoughts and mild, Lord of all church that evermore lifteth holy hands above, offering upon every shore her pure sacrifice of love. Lord of all, to thee we raise this our hymn of grateful praise.
Number 40, God's love and power.
When I survey the world in all its splendor, the heavens declare a beautiful array. Yes, we believe our God still rules in heaven. The darkest night He changes back to day. God's love and power are shown in every scene, adorning truth on which we can rely. When time is o'er, all earth will then proclaim that Christ is Lord and King Most High. Creation speaks of God in all His glory. The meadows, lakes, and flowers of early spring. Through life God shows His care for every creature. Such love and power inspires my heart to sing. God's love and power are shown in every scene, adorning truth on which we can rely. When time is o'er, all earth will then proclaim that Christ is Lord. For our salvation, He loved the world by giving His dear Son. The sacrifice He gave for us on Calvary brings life and peace and hope to everyone. God's love and power are shown in every scene, adorning truth on which we can rely. When time is o'er, all earth will then proclaim that Christ is Lord and King Most High.
If you'd like to follow along, I'll be reading Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so they are without excuse.
Turn to song number 44. Number 44. To God be the glory.
No soul, to God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, when married with Jesus, a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Number 52. Number 52.
No soul, our God, creator of the universe, our God, the Lord of all the earth, we praise and magnify his glorious name. He is all the world to you and me. But listen to the wondrous story. The very thought will thrill your soul, that God, the ruler of the world, is the one Father of us all. Let every knee before him humbly bow. He reigns supremely over all. Through him all things created now exist. He holds the scepter in his hand. But listen to the wondrous story. The very thought will thrill your soul. That God, the ruler of the world, is the loving Father of us all. And at the time of my departure, as it must come for every man, let not my loved ones weep in sorrow. My soul is in my Father's hands. For listen to the wondrous story. The very thought will thrill your soul. That God, the ruler of the world, is the loving Father of us all.
It's the first I've led that. I'm sorry I wasn't very smooth. Number 196. 196.
Do me so, we read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free, fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. In heaven no drooping nor pining, no wishing for elsewhere to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing. Up there by the beautiful sea, the song of redemption is ringing. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Next song will be number 608, number 608, The Love of God.
The love of God is greater far than anger can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty bear, bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. Could we retheat the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every star on earth a quill, and every ascribe by trade to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the shoal contain the whole, nor stretch the sky to sky. O love of God, and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song.
Next song will be number 202, Beyond This Land of Parting.
Beyond this land of parting, losing and leaving, far beyond the losses darkening this land, far beyond the taking and the bereaving, lies the summer land of bliss. Land beyond, so fair and bright, land beyond, where is no night, summer land, God is its light. Oh, happy summer land of bliss. Beyond this land of waiting, seeking and sighing, far beyond the sorrows darkening this, and far beyond the pain and sickness and dying, lies the summer land of bliss. Land beyond, so fair and bright. Land beyond, where is no night. Summer land, God is the light. Oh, happy summer land of bliss.
Next song will be number 643. Number 643. God's Family.
We're part of the family that's been born again, part of the family whose love knows no end. For Jesus has saved us and made us his own. Now we're part of the family that's on its way home. Sometimes we laugh together. Sometimes we cry. Sometimes we share together our days and sighs. Sometimes we dream together of how it will be when we all get to heaven, God's family. And though some go before us, we'll all meet again just inside the city as we enter. Sometimes we laugh together, sometimes we cry, sometimes we share together our days and sighs, sometimes we dream together of how it will be. Family.
In just a minute, we'll sing 329 as an invitation song. 329. I'd like to thank the gentleman that led us. Some of those songs I threw at them, and they were kind enough not to do this, but they did a good job. A couple of them said, I've never sung that before, so they really did good. I'd like to thank everyone here, especially our visitors. I'm going to cut this a little short. Have you ever noticed that Paul the Apostle never mentioned his victims? He never mentioned visiting them or trying to make right what he did to them. The scriptures make many references to what he did in the way of persecuting Christians, including imprisonment in Acts 22:4, torture, Acts 22:5, and even putting them to death, Acts 26:10. Paul reviews his past in a letter to Timothy where he claims, where he states that he was the chief of sinners for these past crimes against believers. And yet there's no record that he ever tried to make restitution for those he had wronged. After all, he caused untold suffering to these Christians that he now called brothers. But there was never a mention of what he did to make it right. Paul couldn't make these things right even if he tried. He had no power to release them from the Jewish prisons. He didn't have the finances to defray anyone's damages. And even though he did raise a couple from the dead, there's no record that God directed him to raise the ones he had killed from the dead. The reason Paul wasn't able to or didn't pay back his own debts to these Christians he persecuted is described in 1 Timothy 1:16, where he says, "For this reason I found mercy in order that in me, as the foremost sinner, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example of those who would believe in him for eternal life." Paul created a debt that he couldn't pay back, and Jesus used him as an example to demonstrate just how much sin his sacrifice could cover. So if we ever deem that our lives are too far gone to repent or to come back to Jesus or to make that first step in baptism, just think of Paul. Christ's blood was able to cover his sins, so there's no doubt he'll cover ours. So let us now resolve to follow the path of Paul and make our lives right if they're not already right. And if you need to be, obey the Lord in baptism, now is the opportune time. Please come forward as we stand and sing. God is calling, yet shall I not hear? Earth's treasure shall I still hold dear? Shall last with passing years all fly, and still my soul in slumber lie? God,